Hello, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Tanya, I know the weather is supposed to be decent this weekend, ideal for enjoying parks and getting some gardening in, but unfortunately, there are no Memorial Day parades this year.
That's very true, but we can certainly honor our fallen servicemen and women in our hearts and minds from afar. Traditionally, we also head down to the shore, but Jennifer, I know we've done some reporting why that may not be the best idea.
Yes, social distancing and face coverings are in play this year, as are some other restrictions. So heading to the beach might not be in the best interest for everybody.
You will have to use your best judgment on that, but if you do prefer to stay inside, musicians have really responded to this crisis by utilizing social media. Two local artists are working from home these days, just like many of us. DJ Jazzy Jeff spins his live magnificent house party on his Instagram and Facebook page on Saturdays at 3 p.m.
So many talented DJs have come from Philadelphia. You mentioned two people, didn't you?
I did. Adam Wiener from Low Cut Connie has been live streaming the Tough Cookie Show from the group's Instagram page as well. And like some of us, he's been doing it in his bathrobe.
Now, what kind of show is this?
Well, it's not a strip show, but if you know Low Cut Connie, you know Adam's kind of a ham. So his show includes music and whatever else he's feeling that day. He just did a tribute to Little Richard after the rock and roll legend passed away last week, so you just never know what you're gonna get. It's on Thursdays and Saturdays on Low Cut Connie's Instagram page, and it starts at 6 p.m.
That sounds like a good one. Tanya, do we have anything to do to entertain kids? Because keeping them occupied is important to every parent I know right now.
Well, they will be happy to find out that Delaware's First State Ballet is offering online classes and content. Live classes will be run through the summers, taught by the same teachers that are normally in the studio.
That's wonderful. This has not been an easy time for kids adjusting to life without their extracurricular activities, so it gives us a really good option.
And the more information parents have, the better. Jennifer, I do have some updates for you on some of the big summer annual events. Odunday has sadly canceled their annual celebration in June, but they will be back in 2021.
Yeah, that is sad to hear about.
But we do have some good news. Philadelphia's Welcome America 4th of July celebration is happening, but it's moving online. And folk music fans, I am here to tell you that Philadelphia's Folk Festival will happen as well. It's going to go online this August.
I'm going home to see my mother.
Those are extremely popular events in our area, so it's good to know that we at least have a virtual option and we don't have to miss them entirely.
I mean, how many people can you fit on a Zoom meeting anyway? I don't know, but I'm sure that they'll have some creative ways to make these events work, and we will keep you updated.
Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there's even more info on our website, whyy.org/thingstodo, where we will tell you what Princeton's MacArthur Center has planned online this summer and where you can find out what the Devon Horse Show is doing to go virtual this year.